For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County is opening up COVID-19 vaccine appointments today at noon for six upcoming vaccination clinics. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
The Riverside County sites will administer 3,900 doses free of charge this weekend. Appointments are required and available to residents in all tiers of Phase 1A, Tier 1 of Phase 1B, and people age 65 and older. Locations include Lake Elsinore's Diamond Stadium, the Paris Fairgrounds, and the Indio Fairgrounds. To learn more and register, visit ruhealth.org/COVID-19-vaccine. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
UC Riverside held a virtual panel Wednesday afternoon with experts and university leaders to talk through expectations around the Biden-Harris administration, including the specific influence two women might have. Here again is KVCR's Megan Jamerson.
UC Riverside political science professor Dr. Jennifer Marola says she hopes that Kamala Harris's historic rise to the office of the vice presidency will not only bring a unique perspective to the table, but also have an effect on children.
There's some academic research that's been done that asks young children to kind of draw a political leader. And, you know, the vast majority draw a man, right? That's kind of what they have in their head when they're drawing a political leader. But, you know, Kamala Harris's election to the vice presidency may shift how girls, and especially those of color, imagine the political space and will encourage, I think, more engagement in the future.
Marola also notes that due to the 50-50 political party makeup of the Senate, we could see Vice President Harris play a much bigger role than her predecessors as the tie-breaking vote. Another influential woman could be First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, says UCR Dean Dr. Jennifer Brown. While Dr. Biden, an educator, is not an official member of the administration, Brown thinks her presence could be helpful, especially as President Biden works to address the issue of COVID-19 on the education system.
It is one that affects every single kid in this nation at every single grade level. And the impacts of what we will have to think through in terms of deficits. And I really hope that the Biden administration focuses on what are the long-lasting ramifications and impacts.
Other panel speakers address Biden's proposed plans to increase green infrastructure and technology, and how current California policies could provide inspiration for future federal laws. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
The Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art now has $10.7 million in funding for the renovations required to establish the cultural stopover in downtown Riverside, officials said today. Under a memorandum of understanding approved Tuesday between the city and the self-governing Riverside Art Museum, the allotment will be released as soon as the renovation project is ready to go. The center will be housed in the old main library at Mission and Avenue in Orange Street. Before upgrades can be made, however, the new 42,329-square-foot library to be situated at 3911 University Avenue must be completed, and that will happen in the coming months, officials said. In addition to the $10.7 million, which was received from the state, the city agreed to pay the Riverside Art Museum $800,000 annually in management fees and to cover all utility costs, estimated at $120,000 per year, according to the agreement, which has a 25-year term. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.